Hi, everybody, and welcome to an episode of Film Sack that is like no other. Well, it's like some others. It's like the episodes we do when we do a little TV show or something, because one of us is out of town. That person being Brian Abbott.
I'm out of town.
Having a fantastic
trip.
Don't
tell on him. Now people, no, don't tell him.
No, look, it's okay.
They're hearing me in absentia.
They'll have a target for their ire. But what we do is not leave you high and dry. We do a little something here, and we're staying within the Halloween borders, and we're going to do an episode of a TV show. That show is season 1, episode 5 of Supernatural. Now in its 13th or 14th year, by the way.
Yeah, this was 2005 when this came out, which is just 1 year after Van Helsing, which we just watched last
week. Weird. I didn't think about that. Yeah, the show's been on forever. I feel like until those guys aren't handsome anymore, we're stuck with it, is the deal.
True story. So, and they're aging well. Yeah, they're aging well, man.
They are aging well. Now, the show is pretty much all, you know, demons and scary stuff through the whole run. But in the early goings, there, you know, some, I think they were more genuinely scary and serious about it in the first few seasons. And like Dunaway has said before, they kind of got a little more fourth wally about it later. That's fine. That's still a good show. I think it's actually, you know, there's a reason it's popular. People like it. But we're going to watch episode 5 called Bloody Mary. The subdescription is: several high schoolers dare their friend to look into a mirror and repeat a chant, not knowing that this will unleash a series of mysterious murders.
Did you guys ever do that? Did you do the Bloody Mary turn around?
Yes.
Yeah. Three times?
Yeah. Of course.
Then I
did. It never worked.
I did Candyman later, and then bees came out of my mouth. So.
Yeah, and then I did Beetlejuice, and that didn't work.
No, yeah.
It feels like the only thing I can summon with regularity is a fart.
Nah.
Seriously, I can pretty much summon a fart whenever I need to.
Do it right
now. Do you have to chant something special before that?
Of course. I would prefer that? to not divulge.
He'd say Bloody Mary three times. And then over the
so hold Bloody on a second. Dookie, Bloody Dookie,
so
Bloody
if
Dookie.
If you wanted, you could do it right now? Like this second?
No, don't even.
It's like you've got a
superpower.
That's awesome. My kids would love me if I could do that. That'd be really good.
They wouldn't. They would not.
Well, I mean, they would... Yeah, well, okay. After I died, they'd have stories to tell. Let's put it that way. All right, we're going to start this thing.
They love telling their friends that you can do that. Yeah.
We're going to start this thing right at the beginning, so the screen should be black for you folks at home. This is on Netflix, by the way, so easy to get. And you want to be paused right before they do the recap, and they'll start fading in here in a second. You'll see a house, and you'll hear a voice say, previously on Supernatural. But we're right where it's black and about to be that, so go cue yourself up, pause this, come back, and hit play when we do. Oh, you're back already. Okay, great. Now it's time. I'm going to count this down in the following manner. This is not the actual countdown. This is the description. I'm going to go 3, 2, 1, go. So you're going to want to go at go. The word go is what we're looking for. And that's for you at home and for us here. Yes, yes.
Before we go, I just want to ask around. I know Brian Dunaway has seen every episode. Scott and Brian Ibbett, like your Supernatural experience.
First season... ever
episode
I've ever seen of the
show. I'm on and off kind of all over the place, but I've probably seen most of season 1 through 4 and then bits of everything else. Just haven't really caught up, but I do like it as a I think it's a cool show. I like it.
I watched the first 7 seasons or so at different times as they came out. I haven't watched like the old ones for a very long time, and I'm interested in, I guess, in Brian Ibbett's take, because like we're going back far enough now. Like, the only thing that you need to know is what they're going to show you in the previously on. You
know, recap. Perfect. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you're going to see Negan in here. You don't even know it yet.
Oh, Negan's in this. All right. Cool. That's
first time I've seen
their lost dad. Right.
Mm-hmm. Lost.
Yeah. He's their dad.
The lost dude, Ian Somerhalder. Right. Am I right?
Sure.
Is it? No.
No?
I don't know.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different show. Vampire Diaries? I don't know.
What else
was he on? I don't remember. Doesn't matter. Here you go. So so the word go is what we're looking for, and I'm going to count it down now in 3, 2, 1, go. Here you go.
Why did you pause before saying go, by the way?
I don't know. Just to throw you
off. There was a rhythm I was expecting.
Let the rhythm move you, Brian.
All right. Two brothers.
We're talking about their dad.
On a quest for answers.
Oh, he's so young. The little brother's so young.
Sam.
Yeah. The show has a huge following now, still. And I think what's going on is they have made the right balance of CW good looks and actual X-Files of scary TV. Yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of is X-Files for a different generation.
Mm. Yeah.
Kind of.
Without the...
It's more good-natured than X-Files.
Yeah, yeah.
I can see
Toledo,
that. Yeah.
Ohio.
Oh, Toledo, eh?
Oh, they're jumping right into it. This is how Bloody Mary always starts.
Is this what high school students look like? They're like five.
Oh, these are middle schoolers.
Middle schoolers, yeah.
Okay. Which is I thought the thing said high school students.
It did say high school.
Did it?
Brian's right. They screwed up the description.
Maybe later. We'll see.
Oh, okay. Spoiler.
Right.
So is this a universal thing? All kids ever of every generation, they know the Bloody Mary thing?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's a rite of
something
passage.
Something handed down from generation to generation.
Where are these kids' parents, and are they drinking wine?
Yeah, and they're walking around with lit candles.
Parents are out at the movies. They don't know all these candles are being played with, that's for sure.
Yeah, right there.
Look at this coven
problem.
Of witches.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't remember going by myself to do this. It was always a group activity when we did the Bloody Mary.
Yeah, it still is.
On the candle shelf.
Adults
and if they let you go
Bloody
in there
Marys
alone,
now,
you would thing. Just come out and say you did it. You wouldn't actually do it.
Yeah.
I thought you were supposed to spin around.
Oh, kind of like 7 minutes in heaven.
Yeah.
Right.
There's one.
Oh, AC just came on.
There's one time my kid Nick burned a candle down to a nub, and he wasn't supposed to. He forgot about it and fell asleep. I just about killed
that
kid.
That's it.
No, there's three. Yeah. Here's the third one.
There's three. Yeah, you should look concerned.
Ha ha. Oh, that we fooled you.
Oh my gosh, the parents are at home?
Dad, listen.
Sorry, can we get more wine, though?
Can we have some wine and additional candles?
The girl from The Ring has just made an appearance.
Mm-hmm. Dude, did his mirror not line up there?
His dad,
it did not.
Yeah, the dad's going to die.
Yeah, oh, right, because then there's like, oh, well, that, yeah, the mirror, now the mirror, the whole mirror shape is not matching up to the hole in the wall.
Yeah.
The whole house is full of mirrors. It's a house of mirrors.
A house of mirrors.
Yes.
Oh, I gotta need a pill.
I'm an older guy. This house does have three or four times as many mirrors as any place I've ever lived.
If I say Xanax in the mirror five times, what's gonna happen?
You'll fall asleep.
Valium. 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 Oh, it's the mom's into it. The dad's annoyed.
Right.
Is that mom? I'm gonna say that's an older sister, isn't it?
That's the mom. I think they had these kids when they were
Slip.
Juniors
back from the
school.
Store. I bought 11 new IKEA mirrors.
We got a lot
of
wall
space.
Did
you take all the Ativan?
A lot of wall space.
That's got to be sister. That does not look like
sister.
I think it's supposed to be mom. I think it's supposed to be mom. The dad, he doesn't look dad age either.
You're supposed to slip on that and.
Yeah. How much blood causes the screaming? So, like the first quart, we expect that in the bathroom, but like.
Now, this is from episode two,
one.
I believe, or one.
This is a flashback.
Okay, gotcha.
Is that his sister, his mom, girlfriend?
No, it's his girlfriend.
Oh, that's cool, dude.
But the same thing happened to his mom.
They live in the car.
Oh, and by the way, Ibbot, the car is the coolest thing in the show.
It is pretty cool. I've gotten a few of those in loot crates, and I've sent them to people.
Oh, nice.
So I have no connection to it.
Right, exactly.
And Dean's character only plays kick-ass old rock and roll,
they could license.
Yeah,
like that's the thing. When
Dean's
the show started,
brother.
For some reason, we were in a low point of the cost of licensing 70s rock.
Yes,
and so it's used liberally, often while they're driving the 67 Impala around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're not hired to find out stuff. They just show up when they see something in the newspaper that sounds interesting.
They're actually trying to track down. Right at this point, they're trying to track down
their dad, right?
Their lost dad.
Dad, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So every weird sighting or whatever is they think could be a clue or a key. So they go find.
Their dad.
Growing up, their dad trained them how to do this and
to be demon hunters.
Yeah, to be demon hunters. But they never actually they didn't really go full out until now. They've lost their dad.
The younger one, played by, what's his name? Smackin' a Letty, whatever his name is.
Sam, is, that's Jared.
Jared.
Isn't that Jared?
Padalecki.
Padalecki.
No.
Padalecki. Padalecki. That's it.
Yeah, you're right. He was, he should wake up from the nightmare where he remembers that he was on the Gilmore Girls for a long time.
Because
he was.
Okay.
See, not everyone's pretty in this show. That guy's even ugly.
Even the guy over there with the bald head.
I don't think the guy behind the desk is very pretty.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. He's ugly. Look, man. No.
Oh.
Come on. Come on, Dean. Let's go.
He's got the bangs. The girls like the bangs.
Oh, he's got the bucks. Mm-hmm. You don't show everything in your wallet, by the way.
You right. You pull out a 20 first, and then if that doesn't work, then you start. Maybe his friend Hamilton will.
Yeah, right. Earned. I said earned.
So these guys have got to be in their late 30s now, right?
Right.
In the modern time?
Maybe longer, older than, let's see.
Oh, I scratched his eyes out.
Yeah. Jared is 36. And Ackles is 40. Just turned 40.
Who did? Dean?
Ackles. Yeah, Dean.
Jeez. He's still a really good looking dude. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not really into dudes, but.
I don't know. That sounded very wistful.
So all that blood came out of his eyes. It was like all the blood. Mm.
All the blood you got.
Wow. So to fill the bathroom like it did, to cover the floor, it just must have been like a gusher.
Right.
He wants more money. Oh, geez. Don't just, Sam, you just plop. You just gave him. So Negan's not on the show anymore, right?
No, I think he exited in like in season two, right? He was came back for a little while. Spoiler.
Oh, right. I feel like watching it again.
And he's the dad that they're looking for? Oh, no.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. Right.
Yeah, they're looking for Negan.
So they just barge into Awake.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. They do this a lot.
Yeah, they did do this a lot. They always do this. They pull up in their big, loud 70s gas guzzler, and they walk into your funeral.
And some dude just says, oh, you guys look like you belong here. Sure, I'll point you to whoever you want to see.
Dean looks short in real life.
It's because he is short. Well, compared to Padalecki.
Everybody on TV and movies are short.
Oh, by the way, also, if this may be not something to know, just about every week, they run into attractive women who are about their age, usually.
Oh, really?
So they always ask, like,
that's awfully convenient.
Yeah.
Yeah, their hook into all of the strange sightings is always women who are interested in them.
That's the mom. They just called her the mom.
You don't know what a stroke looks like. It doesn't look like blood.
That's weird casting. She's way too young.
It is. She looks like she's 17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Child bride.
When I was 17, I already had grown-up girls.
You did what?
People are very accepting of these two strangers who come along and ask questions. Like, they just answer. You seem nice.
Did you try the cream puffs, by the way? They're really good.
Better than Beard Papa's.
Shrimp. Did they always end up being a supernatural cause? Or were they sometimes just a hoax?
No, I don't think they ever Scooby-Dooed it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's always to forward the story. Do you remember a Scooby-Doo one?
I'm trying to think an episode where they just find a straight-up regular murder by a dude.
Oh, find, but central story plot, I don't think.
Yeah, most episodes take the X-Files route, where it's something supernatural,
right,
based on the title.
Right.
Turn the off.
Isn't this a crime scene, or they don't? And why is the blood?
Yeah,
on the
it is still? Totally, but it's not, because they thought it was just a stroke, a very bloody stroke.
Okay, do you just wipe up blood residue?
Oh yeah, they're cool with that.
Wash your hands.
You taste it and say, oh, he's a little
he's a little overdone.
A little anemic.
I don't want to look at me. Yeah, Shoemaker, see?
What was that movie we saw where the mirror was like the coolest mirror shot ever? That tracking shot that went through a mirror?
Oh,
What was that? I can't remember what that was.
Because it rolled through?
Yeah, and it was super cool.
I forget.
Never seen anything quite like it. Is that Bloody Mary?
No, that's
Bloody
that's
Mother.
Quite clean Sally.
Oh. We had to take a shit.
That was Contact, Scott.
Oh.
Who are you?
We work with your mother's sister.
Right. There, Dean doesn't have very good stories.
That girl looks familiar. Starts screaming. Jeez.
Yeah.
This escalated quickly.
And you're never going to be on the Supreme Court.
Ooh, topical, man. Topical.
That's right.
Look at that, ripped from today's headlines over there. Give us a kiss, shiny lips.
We're like,
you know, this music, these kind of shows always just make me feel, I like to cuddle up on the couch and get my blanket, little music, tink, tink, tink in the background, just something nice and cozy about being safe inside somewhere and watching something kind of a little spooky.
Yeah. That's the whole, idea.
Oh, I was really hoping you'd have business cards, business cards.
No, they
investigation.
Apparently, when they're questioned by a dude, they give him money. When they're questioned by a woman, they give her their phone number.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I didn't think about
because it's CW.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the idea that when you said supernatural business cards, that they would the cards themselves would be supernatural in nature. Right. They would just
Right.
Little demon.
Oh, yeah. They used to go to the library a lot. I don't think they do that much in the later seasons.
Well, that's because they have the internet more then, right?
This is what a normal library looks like, though, in the age of the internet.
Yeah. Empty. No one's there. Books are gone.
It's a hobo's masturbating in the corner to the free computer use. Oh, that's why they're not there. Those are out of order.
Yeah. 4:3 aspect ratio. Library monitors.
Hello, I should tell
them.
Tell me I have one of their phone numbers.
Right. This is totally going to end good for me.
Ooh, does that count as saying it once, or does she have to be in front of a mirror?
I thought she'd be in front of a mirror. Let's see.
Okay.
I hate this blonde. I hate her.
Yeah.
You're supposed to.
I know.
Don't do it.
She's going to do it.
It's not funny.
Just not fair.
Okay, I'll stay on the phone while you do it.
I'm going to talk on the phone while I'm driving.
Dude, there's a character on that Big Mouth Show cartoon that's on Netflix that you would love, Brian Ibbett.
Oh, really?
That's her whole thing. Is that,
is that what she sounds like?
And it's really funny the way she does it. You guys, I'm totally not going to that party.
So really, the Bloody Mary lore is that you say Bloody Mary 3 times in the mirror, and then you play a joke on somebody, because that's so far what's happened both times.
Yeah, both times. And then you go in your closet.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Blinked mirror. Oh,
bouncy boob.
Oh, by the way, they do some underwear shots.
Oh, come on. That's
series, yeah.
Come on, Bloody Mary. You're going to just stare at her while she's... That's creepy, too.
Also, she did not see her there?
No, I think you can only see her reflection, right? Oh, like, if you look where she is...
Oh, right. We're about to see that how that works.
TV reflections are
weird. I don't like them.
Yeah.
There's something about those specifically, like a reflection of a thing on a TV.
Luckily the tubes are gone.
Ah!
So,
no, it's stage still. Oh, no. This faulty mirror.
Oh, that would blow me up. I'd be...
That would really mess me up. That's the scariest thing in the film for me, in the show for me.
Ew.
She looks like...
wrong eye.
Oh, she forgot which eye to...
Well, when your mirror doesn't do the same thing you do, when your mirror doesn't raise your fingers.
Then... Yeah.
Right.
Well, now she has a goatee.
Ew, it's going in her mouth. What grossed Scott out the most?
This.
Yeah. I thought Bloody Mary was supposed to attack you, not make your insides bubble.
Apparently, Bloody Mary makes you bleed.
Yeah. I have Bloody Mary mix. I should go get some.
Mm-hmm. Oh, which really for you is just tomato juice, right?
No, yeah, it's actually, yeah, I guess it is.
Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah. I don't know why we even have it.
Mm,
Randy brought something to the house, Nerdtacular 2011, that he left here, and we had it for years, and I forgot what it was. It was some mixer. But you should know,
Randy. I know I brought Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Oh, yeah. We gave it to my neighbor.
Yeah.
He loved us. That's fine. My gosh. That's fine. Was so excited.
Yeah, I totally wasn't expecting to still be there. Yeah, try him here. Kind of insane.
Hey, guys, you dare me to say Bloody Mary?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Whatever, Dave.
Mirror twisted some guy named Fred.
Whatever, Dave.
Oh, what happens if you say it in front of a funhouse mirror?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. Hope someone tries.
You bleed in funny waves.
In weird, misshapen ways.
The girl from The Ring looks all fat.
Yeah. And short and fat.
Can we still go out?
I don't think him sitting up there like that, I think that's inappropriate. It creates a dominance position.
It doesn't feel like, exactly, like you don't really care. You just want to look cool.
Yeah, that's lame.
But he does look cool.
Plus, now somebody has to sit where your feet were, and you probably stepped in gum.
You're insane.
No, you're in Vancouver.
I know you're like, tell us about your friend, but you're really hot right now.
You're so good looking in this crying mode you're in.
Are you guys really brothers?
I got bangs because I'm covering up a huge zit. You wouldn't believe it.
She has a tramp stamp.
Yep, tramp stamp.
Who still gets those?
This is 2005. This is solid.
Is that when people got those?
Duh.
I saw women who let strange guys into their
is
who gets tramp stamps.
That's when I saw Batman Begins, 2005. Also, what else that year? You had
You know what kind of ladies die? The ladies who allow two strangers in their bedroom through the window carrying cameras, telling you to trust me. Trust me.
Look at that modern technology.
That up to your computer with FireWire.
Did I pop my collar? Paris Hilton joke.
That's when Paris Hilton was a big time joke.
Do I look like
he's supposed to now?
Oh, right. You know why he was saying it? It's because it was night vision. That's why.
Right.
That's
did we watch the House of Wax on here?
No.
No, but we should.
I spell that. I spell that WACK, by the way. It's not
House of House Wax. Whack.
Yeah. WHACKS.
Yeah. House of Whack, yo.
No, it's not a joke.
We've got to stop people from saying Bloody Mary.
Maybe they can just say it and try it.
Well, that's what I figured they was going to do. That's a nice mowing they got over there. Look at that. That's nice.
What do you find? It's like a...
Oh, that's from, that's from when I had a guy over.
Right. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that.
I told him to go rub it out in the bathroom.
Sorry, kids.
Words. It's National Treasure.
Oh, it is. Somebody's got the Declaration of Independence.
Gary Bryman.
No.
I never heard of
him. Probably just like reading stuff.
But if you rearrange the letters, it spells Mary Gerber.
Mary Burger.
Bloody Mary.
It's always the way it is. Sam's out doing the work and Dean's wooing the women.
Merry Christmas.
So that's Bloody why Jill Mary said you killed that boy.
Bloody Mary is getting vengeance.
Yep.
You know what reference they will?
I guess we'll find out what the dad dude.
Dude, dad, dude.
What is the dad dude? So that's supposed to be blood?
No, maybe.
You're supposed to be like,
ectoplasm.
Ectoplasm, yeah.
What?
Wait. What? Maybe she is a sister.
Wait.
Yes. Yes, the older sister. Her mom died. Okay. And now they're realizing that the dad had killed the mom.
Right.
So that's why Bloody Mary went after him instead of the younger daughter.
This turned into a real Party of Five situation.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A little bit.
Mm. So if you don't have anything really bad that you've done in your life, you can pretty much say it, and it'll just go to, like, the nearest house.
Yeah. That's right. His lips are so purple.
They're luscious, man. You want to, if you're a lady, you want to kiss on those lips, or a gay man.
They're bee stung.
They're bee stung.
Bee stung lips. Have you not heard that phrase?
No.
Yeah, I have.
Like Renee Zellweger has bee stung lips.
Never heard that.
You've never heard that.
Beeston.
Beeston.
I've seen lips that have been
stung.
It's a
town in Massachusetts.
I've seen a bee sting a lip before. It doesn't look like that. It's a giant offset monster on the side.
It is supposed to be a desirable thing that sounds like it came from something extremely painful.
Yeah.
I've noticed that these earlier season one episodes move a little slower. The later they've got the formula down so pat, I mean, everything just kind of seemed like a little more action-packed from start to end.
No.
Do they have their own fax machine they hook up in the hotels they go to?
Yep. Duh.
Sure, who doesn't? Oh, maybe. Thank goodness that we're not dealing with multiple Bloody Marys.
All right. That's why I had to say it three times. Moo, that again.
Hey, you know who's in this show at some point is, what's her name?
Yes, what's her name?
Hold on.
Beast on Hips.
Angela Lansbury.
Can't think of names today. Internet.
Penelope.
Internet lady. Red hair. We all know her and like her. We interviewed her on The Instance, Randy. What's wrong with me?
I don't know. But I like the idea of this retired cop who's drinking his coffee, hand in pocket. Did not ask if Dean or Sam would like some coffee.
Oh, just right. Very, rude.
Just get out of my house.
Could we maybe turn a light on in this room?
No, right.
Kidding.
I like the dark.
Might make it easier to see.
He says, "Now see that there?" I'd say, "No, it's dark in here. Turn on your light." I don't see.
T-R-E is one letter short of a tree.
It was hit by a tree.
Ah, it's Trevor Sampson. See,
Trey. I don't know.
This is like maybe he's like Saul's brother. He can't do electricity.
Right. Chuck McGill.
Yeah, Chuck McGill.
They turn my power off.
Guy from
Spinal Tap.
Spinal Tap, yeah. Felicia Day.
Michael McKee.
Felicia Day, who's who I was thinking of.
Oh, Felicia Day's been on the show?
She's been on here a couple times.
Oh, really?
I don't know what the role is. Some kind of witch.
She asked me if I wanted to date her avatar.
Oh, yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
What'd you end up doing?
I said no.
Okay.
I didn't see really going anywhere.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so they're still on the trail. I'm confused who their new lead is.
They're figuring out who the original Mary Worthington
victim,
is.
Right.
Oh.
The original victim. Because the idea behind this show is the bones are restless. And so what they have to do is they have to locate the remains and get rid of them. So
it's like Cold Case too then.
Right. Because what happens is a lot of these unsettled deaths, if the body still exists, it will haunt and, you know, basically be a poltergeist.
Gotcha. So, yeah, which I guess is the only way they could do this, right? Because it's not like they're going to say, okay, Bloody Mary, knock it off. You're done.
Right.
And
she just said it once in front of a mirror.
Now, is there a bunch of time that you can take between the first time you say it and the second time, and then it kind of nulls it up, and you have to say it three times again?
Right.
Is there a timeout?
Right. Like, is there a cooldown? Is there a Bloody Mary cooldown?
Yeah.
So this must be her sister because they're at the school.
That was
they're
four times, bathroom,
right? Really?
No, look in the shitter. look in the shitter. Do it.
Yeah.
Telling you.
She's next to die. Yeah.
I just want to get this out. Felicia Day was on 9 episodes of Supernatural.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
She was, her first one was The first one was called The Girl with the Dungeons and Dragons Tattoo.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
That's great.
And she was known for being like a nerd character, and people paid a lot of attention to her t-shirts in this show.
Okay.
It's the Ring Girl.
Ringu.
Ringu Girl.
Everyone in our school is hot.
Well, duh, this is a CW school. What'd you expect?
I'm a cool teacher. I have long hair.
Punch him, punch him. I knew it. Punch him.
Your glasses are too clean.
I am disappointed they haven't played any rock music this time around.
Yeah, usually it's like lots of 70s rock and stuff.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
So hold on a second. Yeah. If she didn't do it, though. She didn't say it. Why is it after her?
That's the question, because that's happened so far. The person who said it, except for the second girl, is always someone else.
Yeah, so Donna didn't do anything wrong, but Charlie's got some skeletons
dark,
in her closet.
Yeah, some dark secrets.
Oh. Okay, I get it.
Yeah. Just goes to the nearest person who's done something wrong.
The nearest butthole.
Right. Just goes to the nearest butthole.
So this is really bad green screening.
Yeah, bad.
And they have to do this because it's so often raining in Vancouver.
That's true.
They can't do these kind of.
Oh, look at his hand. It's all fuzzy.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are they doing?
They're covering all the mirrors, as you're supposed to do when someone dies.
All right. What if you just don't look in a mirror?
What if you live in a normal home that doesn't have 1,000 mirrors?
Yeah. Right?
Just the one.
It takes you a lot less time to do this.
It's any reflective surface, though. If you look in his eyes, you're going to see it.
Oh, yeah. Glasses, sure.
Yeah.
She's going to look into it deep into his eyes, and there'll be a little reflection of a little crazy person in it.
Thank God he's so dreamy.
Right.
So. These guys are hunky, man.
Don't look in his eyes. Whew, that was close.
Don't look at his teeth.
Right.
Don't look at that tear that just ran down your face.
Liar, 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 liar. Donna said.
That's funny. It is. John Hurt.
Why are we always lit from the side?
I know. She's
why doesn't anybody pay their light bill?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't. Uh-oh. Turn the lights on. You'd be less
here it
scared.
Comes.
He's a bad boy.
I stabbed him in the nuts.
Nutty Mary. Nutty Mary.
Nutty Mary.
Nutty Mary. Bloody Nutty.
Worst candy ever. I'll have a Bloody Nutty, please.
And I said, see ya!
Yeah.
Bye, y'all.
And you know what? He did it.
What? That's not that bad.
No. I think it must be internal guilt, not necessarily your...
Is that the deal?
It must be. Regret.
Is one of the supernatural boys kicking a chair or something?
Yes.
Is he?
They're not speaking. Us. They're being perfectly quiet.
Yeah, it's definitely not us. I love the idea that one's just got a little nervous foot over there.
Sorry, restless leg. Supernatural restless leg syndrome. Right,
supernatural restless leg.
You got the jumpy legs, brother.
Dean, comma, Dean.
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 Mary.
Well, if it's good enough for Mary.
It's good enough for Dean.
They should do more of these in night shots because you can't tell the green screen at all.
Yeah.
Well, there's no need for it. Like, it's raining in Vancouver, and they're on a flatbed driving around.
I want his car. Pin her down. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Very 2018.
I don't.
There it is. The motto of the whole series. How do you know that's going to work? I don't.
Yep.
He'll summon her?
Yeah.
He's the summoner.
But who's the bad person here? Because it doesn't always go after you.
Right. It'll just, you know.
It'll be like Dean.
Yeah, who's got the dark secret?
Dean stole.
The guy down the street who took their newspaper once.
Dean right. stole some big league chew from a 7-Eleven when he was 12. It's going to be him.
Oh, Jessica. Jessica must be the girl that you see on top of the, above the bed, right?
Yeah, she's ceiling girl.
His college girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
We call her the Blue Flame. That's her new name. The Blue Flame.
It's freaking me out, man.
Listen to me. We're in our 20s. We got this all figured out.
I do like the tension between the brothers. They play up in the show pretty good.
Yeah, bit. They do a pretty good job of that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what makes the show work so well, is these two are just good at bouncing off each other. Neither one really found like a big film career or anything after this or during this, which is kind of weird. 13 years, this thing. 13 seasons are on Netflix right now.
13th season, yeah.
I assume there's a 14th that's just waiting to be
currently
there.
Airing?
Yeah.
Or about to start airing, yeah.
Piano music.
It's like Mike Myers music. Michael Myers.
You won't be able to see Bloody Mary in this because it's dull.
Right. Double meaning.
Just kidding.
Double meaning. They're doing it.
We're doing it. Something stupid. We're doing it.
Let me do it. I'm your handsome younger brother. Oh, this now it's going to come to him because he's breaking and entering.
Mm-hmm.
Bloody Mary's like, God damn it. Now someone else is sinning. All right, I'll sin.
All right.
Bloody Mary has to pay attention to a lot of mirrors at the same time.
That's right, exactly.
She's everywhere.
She's like in this other dimension that's just a billion mirrors, and she's checking them all out at the same time.
What happens if you're in a bar and you're sitting at the bar? You know, there's always a mirror behind the bottles.
Yeah.
And you order three Bloody Marys, or you like order one right after another. Again, it's got to be a cool down.
Right.
Yeah, but who orders that way? Yeah, I'd like a margarita, and a margarita.
No. Like not at the same time, but. I'll take another Bloody Mary.
See, we don't have maybe the
voice really loud and the bartender can't hear you. Bloody Mary!
Yeah,
hey!
But we don't know the rules.
Bloody Mary!
I think the rules might be you can't say other words in between.
Oh. All right, so you go up to a bar with two friends. Bloody Mary? Bloody Mary? Bloody Mary? Yeah, three Bloody Marys.
Oh, you did it. You got it. Actually,
you'll notice I haven't said it three times in a row. Ibbot has a couple of times. So...
You know why?
We don't have any mirrors in our house. Again, because I know I'm sexy. Because
it's all bullshit. That's why.
It's a house of mirrors and a house of lies.
A house of lies. Your house is a house of lies.
Lies. And also Frogurt.
And Frogurt. You get a free Frogurt.
Which is also lies.
But it comes
who takes a picture of mirrors? Come on.
Gotta go find that episode. It's so good.
People put stuff
it
on
it is
eBay.
The best. Yeah.
It's a Halloween one, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird to think that at night at the antique mall, they come and film Supernatural.
Yeah. Mm. True. Well, you know, it's expensive lease.
There's one.
I got it. Got one, too. One,
there's
two.
Number two.
Oh, you waited too long. Cool down.
Yeah, cool down.
Don't look at me.
Start
your idea.
Commercial break.
Commercial break.
Come to Bennigan's where the Bloody Marys are half off.
They're half off. At TGI Fridays.
You're right.
We have the bloodiest Marys.
Come to Applebee's for a Bloody Mary spectacular.
I foresee a mirror smashing extravaganza.
Yep. This antique store is about to lose it.
It's going to look like an 80s police video.
He says crap a lot. That's his thing.
That's right? His word.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Crap.
He's always going crap.
Crap.
It's like when I play video games with Kyle Ferguson. He always says butts when he's about to die. So that's how you know he's going to die. Oh, there she is. Look in the mirror, idiot.
What's his name?
Right.
Dad.
That's right. He's adopted.
Yeah. This Japanese guy adopted this white kid. Oh, oh, oh.
Come on, Sam. You're going to get me busted.
And the police aren't hearing that?
That's what I'm saying.
So what does this do? I don't get it. Well, how does this solve the problem?
I guess if you destroy every mirror that she's in, she disappears.
Okay. She has no options. Yeah, she's out. He's trying to get her to go back into her mirror.
Gotcha.
Right.
Oh, and he's behaving weird. Okay, break that one, you idiot. Oh, oh. You're getting the runny bloody. You're getting bloody diarrhea face.
Don't drop the crowbar.
We're runny bloody.
Uh-uh.
I thought that came out of my TV when you did that.
Yeah.
It looked like ADR, like, dumb. These cops aren't buying it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this will land you in prison.
Assault they're rent-a-cops.
They're just security. Yeah, they're just security.
They're okay to hit.
Right.
It's okay to be violent toward people who are paid for... Wait.
Yeah.
Dude. Dean, get your groove on and get in there. It's nice to see monologuing happens even when it's in the mirror yep. Villain.
Mirror logging.
That's a bad term because Miralax makes you, it's a laxative. Mirror logging right. Sounds bad.
Oh, thanks.
Oh,
about time.
Cool. Big Dean. Whose dad?
This happens a lot. They save each other a lot.
His dad is.
Well, I would expect so, yeah.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
This also happens a lot where they don't really solve anything. Yeah. They just reach an end point with it, and you might revisit it later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They have a lot of story arcs going on. Uh
oh.
Oh, no, she's.
Camera.
Oh, that's so like The Ring.
Yes.
Well, this is the era, right? 2005?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, this would have been, yeah.
And it doesn't borrow from everything else. It shamelessly reuses everything else in this show.
Thanks for letting me out.
So everybody gets bloody eyes when she's in the room?
Apparently. That's her jam.
These shoes are so uncomfortable. Can't walk.
My head is
I would love for there to be awesome trivia like that's Aubrey Plaza under there.
Right. Make her look at herself. Good plan. It's a Dorian Gray kind of thing.
Yep.
Oh.
Oh my God. Is that what I look like? Ew. Oh my God.
Now I got to get to the mall.
Please tell me her head blows up. Please tell me she explodes.
Oh, she's talking to herself.
Yeah.
Oh.
Judgment.
She's being bloody passed. Married.
Yep.
Oh, this is some Inception, some meta. It's a meta game. Oh, that's
amazing.
Funhouse mirror.
Oh, what? That dude, freaking Odo's done better work than that. That sucked.
And we're done. How long does a knockout punch last? I'm always curious about that.
As long as it needs to,
right?
For other things to happen, and then you come back around.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but like actual
the
physical
length
knockout.
Of time is the answer.
Yeah. Dude, go get some Visine or something, both of you.
Ugh, and a towel at least.
What you didn't see is
the blood out.
The Winchester brothers left the antique mall, got in their car, and as soon as they drove away, those security guards came back to life.
Right. Punch them out again. Hey, baby. Sure. Why not?
You still want to go out?
Right. You want to go out?
Look at me in this soft filter. Look how soft I look.
Oh, he just grabbed your boob and shook it.
That's a greeting in Supernatural land.
Right. What? Hey, that's how we say hello.
Here on the CW.
And goodbye. Call me.
Hey now, hey now.
If you add up all the episodes.
Boyfriend's dead and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey now.
Seriously, he must have 150 different girls from 150 different little mountain towns all texting him every day.
Yep.
Oh, Brian, there's your music.
Yeah, they finally playing some.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but this is.
That was modern, though. It's like
modern
music.
This is like. What's the name of this band? I remember this.
Hey, Mimi.
Is this the old 97s?
No, what is this? Yeah.
Quit talking, brother, so I can hear the music.
You're my brother.
Ah, okay.
I wonder how many times he said, look, you're my brother in this series. I like to masturbate.
Yeah.
You're my brother.
Bone to dust. What?
That's his girlfriend.
What? And, it's the BSG chick. And her- oh. Oh, is that a girlfriend?
Yeah, that's the one.
You let me die.
Oh, she has not never been there.
This is Bones into Dust by Fred Herring.
Fred Herring.
It's a Fred Herring. Not a red herring, but a Fred Herring.
Uh-huh.
His name really Fred Herring?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's spelled H-A-R-I-N-G.
There you go.
Look, I love Supernatural.
I do too. It's a fine show. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it. Actually, it's really fun to watch. Like,
yeah,
I don't know that go all the way back, but maybe. I don't know. Like some
I
of
don't see watching more to. Episodes of this. It wasn't
season two gets a little bit faster paced, and they kind of recap everything at the beginning of season two, and that's when it gets kind of action packed.
Yeah,
you
I
don't
agree.
Have to watch the first season.
I think season two and forward is probably pretty good. I don't know what it's like these days, but I keep hearing that
and
people still like it.
It's one of those shows where if you really just like binge watching things, you got 150 hours here.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. You could put this on.
Yeah. No kidding.
Maybe just put it on the background, you know, while you're getting work done, that sort of thing. Oh, it's trying to start the next one. Don't do it.
Okay. Hey, it was better than Van Helsing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Didn't say much. Well, there you go, everybody. Happy continued Halloween from us here at FilmSack. Now next week we're back on the regular deal. I forgot the movie,
with the last episode before Halloween itself.
Right. Yeah.
We had discussed Cabin Fever.
Oh, Cabin
Fever.
Yeah,
we're going to watch the movie that made Eli Roth.
Was that Cabin the one that made him?
More to that sentence.
That was it.
No.
I thought Eli Roth's big break was Hostel, or did that come after?
I think Hostel is quite a ways after Cabin Fever.
I thought it was the other way. Weird. Okay, well, either way, I like a good slasher about a cabin in the woods. I really do. So
yeah, Hostel is
nothing like that.
3 years later,
okay. Hostel, I did not like. Hostel was just like torture porn. I didn't like it. But I like kind of a throwback to Friday the 13th sort of stuff. You know, cabins, woods, teenagers being stupid.
Cabins, woods.
Sure.
So
fevers.
I know. Scott's entire remembrance of this is just the title.
Yeah.
Cabins. I'm assuming there's going to be some cabins. I'm assuming there's going to be some. Woods.
Probably some woods. Yeah.
Woods.
That's my thinking, too.
It's going to be scary.
It's going to be great. Did you say Scooby scary or it's going to be scary? If you
that's
said,
it, too. Scooby
okay,
scary.
Because that's amazing if you said
Scooby
that.
Ruby.
Scooby scary. All right. So that's next week. And then we're done.
We're done. Yeah. Film Sack's over. It's done. It's over.
Three of us will be at BlizzCon. Yeah.
We thought we would get to 400 episodes. And we're like, maybe only 398.
Yeah. And there'll be 400 will be one. So we'll have one after that and then 400. And we don't have any, we don't have any big plans, do we? Do we have big plans?
We don't have any big plans that we're ready to reveal.
Right. You like my math, Ibbot?
In other words, we don't know. Yeah, I do like your math. So wait, 398. So that means there'd be one more and then 400.
Just working it out in my head, you know.
Yeah.
But
you can take us along on that process.
Yeah. Thank you all for listening, though, and thank you for enjoying this episode of Supernatural with us. We'll be back next week. In the meantime, filmsack.com has all the links you need for me, for Brian, and for Randy.
You're my brother.
We'll see you next time. That's from Scooby-Doo.